contagious COVID-19 variant, first spotted in Britain, has now spread to 70 countries, 10 more than a week ago, the World Health Organization said Wednesday. The UN Health Agency also said the variant of the virus first found in South Africa had spread to 8 more countries in the past week and was now present in 31 nations. Meanwhile, another variant discovered in Brazil had spread to 8 countries. Almost 1.3% of the world's population has now been infected with COVID-19, and more than 2.1 million people have died. This as global coronavirus cases surpassed the 100 million mark Wednesday, according to figures from Johns Hopkins University. European Union demands Wednesday that AstraZeneca make up delays of its COVID-19 vaccine by supplying doses from UK factories, risked setting the bloc and Britain on a post-Brexit collision course. Both the European Union and former member Britain insisted the Anglo-Swedish pharmaceutical company uphold contractual delivery promises to each of them, even as the company said there was not enough to go around. The dispute was triggered last Friday when AstraZeneca informed the EU that it could only supply a quarter of the vaccine doses it had promised for the first 3 months of this year. Addressing lawmakers, Prime Minister Boris Johnson says entry rules to Britain have been significantly beefed up.
We've already temporarily closed all travel corridors, and we're already requiring anyone coming into this country to have proof of a negative COVID test taken in the 72 hours before leaving. They must also complete a passenger locator form, which must be checked before they board and then quarantine on arrival for 10 days.
This is VOA News. Colombian Defense Minister Carlos Holmes Trujillo, who had overseen the government's fight against drug gangs and guerrillas, has died of coronavirus. He was 69 years old. And Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador is stable and well a few days after testing positive for COVID-19, according to the Interior Minister Wednesday. Russia's upper house of parliament, the Federation Council, voted Wednesday to ratify an extension of the new START nuclear arms control treaty, a move towards preserving the last major pact of its kind between Russia and the United States. Tuesday, the Kremlin said the two countries had struck a deal to extend the pact, signed in 2010 and set to expire next week, which limits the number of strategic nuclear warheads, missiles, and bombers that Russia and the United States can deploy. The White House did not immediately confirm the Kremlin announcement to extend the treaty, but said new President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin had discussed the issue by telephone and agreed that their teams work urgently to complete the pact by February 5th, the expiration date. The lower house, the State Duma, earlier voted to ratify the extension. Russian authorities Wednesday ramped up pressure on the opposition, searching the apartments and offices of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny ahead of new protests called for the weekend to demand his release. The head of Navalny's FBK Anti-Corruption Foundation said police were searching flats linked to Navalny and the foundation's offices for alleged violations of coronavirus restrictions. Russia's Interior Ministry said Wednesday it had launched a criminal probe into the violation of sanitary and epidemiological measures during a Moscow protest that saw thousands rally in support of Navalny Saturday. The ministry's spokesperson said the organizers and participants of the rally, quote, created a threat of the spread of the new coronavirus infection, end quote. Indian police imposed heavy security and closed several main roads around New Delhi Wednesday, a day after farmers went on the rampage in the capital, leaving one person dead and several hundred injured. The violence marked a dramatic escalation in a standoff between the government and thousands of farmers who have been camped on the outskirts of Delhi since late November, demanding that new agricultural reforms be scrapped. On Tuesday, during the annual Republic Day parade, convoys of farmers on tractors smashed through barricades to converge on the city center, seeing off police baton charges and volleys of tear gas. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Music now. VOA 1.